Coach, can you give us a roster update going into this week?
Give me a name.
Buff.
Bufflin and Meyer skated today. We'll see how they're doing tomorrow before we make any decisions. It's a possibility that they could be available for us tomorrow night. Paul Postma suffered an injury in the Tampa game. It's significant lower body. We'll have a better understanding of over the next 3 or 4 days the length of that time, but it's significant. It's weeks, not days. Even on the positive end of it, if it's good news, it's still going to be at least a couple of weeks. But we're thinking right now it's going to be a little longer than that. All the guys that were in the early skate, Little, Sherrod, Perot, are on as planned. So nobody's coming back early as of yet for that group. We're just kind of waiting until we can get them from where they are into more physical contact before we've been close to thinking about those guys being ready.
Toby?
Toby and Ladd didn't skate today. We expect them for the game tomorrow. Yeah, maintenance for those two guys.
Postma played a lot of minutes, so did he have a real later? Did he play with it for a while?
It happened in the second period, so he played through it. Yeah, it's one of those things that you see the next day comes back. You think you might be all right after, but we appreciate the bite that it took for him to get through that game because it wasn't easy for him.
That's got to be tough for him, Paul, to go all those games without and then get back in there, play as well as he did and have this happen.
Yeah, it's a real test to mental toughness. I've always found with those kind of injuries, the players go through a bit of a depression. You know, I mean, it's such a hard thing to deal with, especially because of the work that he put in to stay right, to stay at the level that he did so he could come in and be ready to go.
Even if Bufflin and Myers do come back in the mix and other players as well, do you want to stray very far from the template you established in Tampa Bay and going forward regardless of who's in the lineup?
No, you know what, you can go back to the game against LA. It goes that far if you look at what we've given up in our games and our real focus on the style of play. That's got to be where we're at with the idea of as players come back, we may be able to do more offensively, but we can do what we're doing now. And so it might look different. There's going to be parts of games where the other team has a little bit more control of the puck than we would like to have, than we're having. But it's got nothing to do with our ability to win hockey games. We just know going in we're probably not putting 4 or 5 up on the board.
In terms of tweaks to the game, with Brian Little out of there, do you guys adjust at all to, not that you want to be defeatist or anything, but to maybe be expecting that you're not going to start with the puck off a face-off and Taylor or anything towards that?
We've gone through our routes pretty clearly, where we're supposed to be going, and we do that every night. We haven't been a dominant face-off team over the course of the year, so it's not a huge shocker to us. In some ways, because of the loss to Brian, Jim Slater's minutes go up, the number of face-off he's takes, so we actually have a chance to be pretty much even at times, and Lowry and Scheifele are both training for jobs that where you have to be good at face-offs. So it's good they're getting more face-offs in.
Paul, you said that the guys that skated before him, Little, are you hopeful that you might see him during any of the games this week?
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay. Was it uplifting to have Buff participate in practice?
Good to have Tyler and Dustin back out there. Dustin's fairly close to where we thought he would be. We got some good news on Tyler here over the last couple of days, so there's always a spectrum it could be, and once they see the doctors, and so we're pretty optimistic that he's on the short end of it, and we may see him soon.
So with Brian, I think you originally said 5 to 7 days, you'd know more.
Yeah, so we knew more. We didn't like what we knew.
So what sort of timeline are you generally talking about?
It's not, so they're there's timelines with injuries where it's kind of from the medical field. It usually takes this long. And then there are timelines that's just stages. He's at this stage right now. He can skate, he can move. Before we get to the next stage, we need to see some improvement in some strength areas. And when that happens, he'll get back in, and it's how long he can tolerate it. So he's right in that normal spectrum from the medical point of view. This is how long it probably should take. But he's a professional athlete playing a full contact sport, so there are other things that mitigate that.
And with Bufflin, like you originally said 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Not even at 2 yet, right? But
he
may play.
Yeah, he's a little ahead of where we had thought he might fall. We're talking about two guys that are built differently, and everybody heals differently, and he feels good.
overall?
A lot of talk about goaltending right now with your team.
Really?
Just trying to man those.
What's up, Tal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm trying to get your view on is, if the team plays the way you want it to play from a defensive standpoint, and you get, what is it, 915, the league average save percentage, is that all you really need with this group? You don't, the way you want
might
to play,
be a,
I guess what I'm saying is
yeah.
The way you want to play, you're not counting guys to steal games.
Might be a little simple to say that way, and I'll go back to, I'll just say that the shots that come from scoring areas, there are fewer of them, they're still really good shots. And on any given night, and Tampa as well, we kept them to a low number of shots. They missed the net on a few. Not 20, but there's a bunch of shots off good shooter sticks that if they're under the bar, they're in, just from where they are. So we need some saves mixed in there too. And we got them from Pav, and we certainly got them from Hutch in Nashville. So two of the four games, our goaltenders did absolutely everything you could ask of them against really good opponents.
The win over Tampa, how much can that springboard you into this homestand this week of getting everybody back in that right mindset?
You know what I'm hoping, what I'm looking for that win did is cut off some tough losses. And, you know, we probably would have felt we wanted to be better than 500 on that trip. You take it. What it does is it puts a stop on the bleeding from some of the emotions that go into that trip. So the kind of game that we played, how hard we played, everybody had a piece of it. We used everybody off the bench, so they all feel a part of it. So it got us back to that real positive feeling. And overall, you need to have that going into these stretches. You need to be able to rebound and cut off your losses. That win, the 2 points certainly, but the highest scoring team in the league, and did a real good job of giving them as little as we could.
Myers and Buff sure look like a pretty intimidating duo. Can we expect to see that going forward?
No, at some point, so here's me answering a hypothetical. If we ever got healthy and everybody was there, at some point you might see a right-handed shot come over to the left side. When we have a chance to work on that in practice and give some guys some chances over to the other side, that's what that was today. We've really liked Myers and Enstrom. They've been really, really good. So when both those guys are in, I think you'll see them together.
Coach, after the game the other night, John Cooper suggested Toby Enstrom was largely responsible for his own injury. Can I share that view?
You really shouldn't bang your face off the dasher after you get run from behind. We'll talk to him about it.
Hopeful that he's moving more. We'd like to see more there.
Oh, I have no expectation of anything. And that has nothing to do with the hit.
Paul, I just one quick question.
You always sneak one in lately. Have you noticed that? Okay, I've noticed
it. I try
to. Okay.
But Blake had said that this team feels, and he pointed to say that with the win against Tampa and how they hadn't lost much at home, that this team feels like they belong. Now, do you sense that amongst this group? Have you sensed that more as the season has gone on, that even when adversity strikes, but this is a group that really believes that they are one of those playoff teams?
We, I think, believe in the consistency. We've been a pretty consistent team over the course of the year, so that's where the belief comes from. I always try to get that feeling by how the good teams play against you. So when you're playing against the big teams and they come in and they play hard and they play physical and they compete, then they're taking you seriously. You know, you're always more worried in a year where you beat all the good teams and lose to the teams that are below you. It's usually a sign the good teams aren't getting ready for you when you're coming into the building, and the teams at the bottom think they're right next to you, and probably because they are. But we get everybody's best now. I think we've established the game and been consistent enough that teams know we're going to play as hard as we possibly can, and they get ready for it.
Coach,